This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And what was supposed to be a Saturday afternoon shopping excursion turns into an argument, and it's a case now for the hate crime squad of the NYPD. Let's get the details this morning from Bay Ridge in Brooklyn. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live.
And the incident, Paul, happened here at the TJ Maxx store in Bay Ridge. A husband and wife shopping for clothing for their children when they somehow got into an altercation with a woman who is seen on cell phone video sticking up her middle finger and striking the husband's hand to get him to turn off his camera.
Now take him.
Look. Right, okay. Here. Okay.
The confrontation occurred Saturday as 41-year-old Mito Murad, an Egyptian journalist, was clothes shopping with his wife. She wears a traditional Muslim hijab. On his Facebook page, Murad said the angry woman told them to go back to your country. He says the store manager refused to get involved, and when they called police, it was treated as a harassment complaint, so Murad contacted local elected leaders. Congressman Max Rose and others wrote a letter to the NYPD saying when incidents like this go unpunished, it threatens the fabric of the community. The NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is now investigating. Reporting live in Bay Ridge, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now about measles, it may come back. We're getting a glimpse of the school-by-school numbers in Connecticut, and a lot of schools fall below the recommended immunization rate. Let's go live to Sean Adams in Greenwich. Sean?
Well, here's the takeaway. Fewer Connecticut children are getting vaccinated. More are claiming a religious exemption. It's a troubling trend, says the health commissioner. According to new data, 134 schools in Connecticut could be susceptible to a measles outbreak. Their vaccination rates do not meet the standard for herd immunity, 95%. At the same time, the number of kindergartners receiving a religious exemption is up 25%. Last month, Health Commissioner Renee Coleman Mitchell called for an end to the religious exemption.
We should not wait until we have a serious outbreak of measles or other infectious diseases or even the possibility of death.
Governor Lamont supports eliminating non-medical exemptions to vaccinations. Parents who support choice, though, have protested, and so far, lawmakers have not taken action. New York ended the religious exemption following the worst measles outbreak in the United States in 25 years.
The Speaker of the City Council, Corey Johnson, says New York City should explore expanding bus-only corridors in Manhattan. Johnson told WNYC Radio yesterday that the project limiting car access to 14th Street is exciting. He thinks it's something that should be looked at along 34th and 42nd Streets.
People are calling it the miracle on 14th Street. When was the last time you heard anyone rave about getting on a bus and moving across town quickly? You could walk across town faster than taking the 14th Street crosstown bus in the past. So this is a raving success. It's something to build on.
Bus ridership is growing along 14th Street, and the buses are 30% faster, according to city and MTA data. Craig Allen, any showers around yet, or is that still a while off?
For the city, it's still going to be some time. It'll be a couple hours before there's anything worthwhile mentioning. There could be a sprinkle or two as we approach lunchtime. But the main showers right now are over the Poconos, the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. It's all moving northeast. That's going to clip parts of Warren and Sussex and then on up into Sullivan and Orange County and into the Mid-Hudson Valley after that. And those are fairly light as well right now. The main wet weather comes along late today towards the evening commute and into the first part of the night tonight. Today's high 60 to 65, low tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-60s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-60s as well. So a couple of nice days coming up following the rain for late today into tonight. Right now, 56, humidity 74%.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.